listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. It is 6 p.m. with me, your host, Skylar James.
And I'm Abby Boatwright.
There we go. We got you in the system, too. Welcome to Sky's the Limit, the weekly radio show where every week we have a different genre, a different theme, depending on the time of year and the weather. And we have reached what I called in our Instagram caption, what did I call it? The worst season of the year, Canadian slush season. Everything is slush or ice. Everything is brown or gray or that weird shade of brownish gray. For some reason, when I was walking into the station, campus was shrouded in a mysterious mist. We're working with a lot of shades of gray here. Maybe 50.
50.
Do you have anything to say about the gray season?
No, but I think this fits. I remember in, I think it was iCarly, and it's one of those things that has always just stuck in my head, that they couldn't say 50 Shades of Grey, like, for copyright. So the book that, it was like Spencer or like Gibby took it from his mom or something, was called Nifty Shades of Beige. And awesome. I just think that that is an alternative title for this week as well.
There you go. Which, yeah, because you get that like brownish gray. Anyways, so I have compiled a playlist of sort of alt punk rock songs that I like to listen to, the vibe that I like to listen to when it's gray out, because you've got that sort of like tinge of hope for spring, but we're nowhere near it yet. But everyone's a little bit hopeful, but I'm mostly just really angry. Why is there so much slush? Why can't I walk on the sidewalk? Why is it still icy? So we're delving into anger with a tinge of hope. That's what
angst.
I'm... What?
You're a pre-spring angst.
Pre-spring angst with that vibe of, like, something good is around the corner. And that's what we're delving into today. And I wanted to start the playlist off with an album that I listened to now for the last two gray seasons. From Vampire Weekend's Only God Was Above Us, this is Gen X Cops.
Make no bones. eventually. Each generation makes its own apology.
Pharmacist, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM, here for our gray weather Canadian slush. Maybe we could call it like a parking lot special. If you follow us on our Instagram and see our like little promo things at Sky's the Limit CFRC on Instagram, if you don't. But the background to our image this week, I made it yesterday, and I just kind of Googled Canadian winter parking lot slush. And you know how fascinating it is to just sort of scroll through images of parking lot slush? That's it. That was my experience.
It's a universal as in Canadian experience, the parking lot snert.
Snert.
That's what my mom calls it.
Oh, snow dirt.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it looks like cookies and cream ice cream.
Yeah.
It's forbidden cookies and cream ice cream.
Disgusting. My driveway is full of snert right now. Yum.
Yeah.
Anyways, kicking it off there with two. And I put those two songs together because they're ever so slightly, Vampire Weekend more than Always, but Always a little bit, ever so slightly surf rock inspired. And so I started us off with that just for it to be like a little bit of hope. We're getting a little bit more punky now. And I have to include Always when we do a like very guitar heavy show, because especially on the album Blue Rev, they have some fantastic guitars on them.
There you go.
There you
go. I'm following the vibe still.
Abby's following the vibe. And I hope you are, too. We're going to continue on with some Canadian here. Again, from their newest album, Fate and Alcohol. Japan Droids here, a Gaslight Anthem.
Been a minute or so.
The White Stripes there with Black Math. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. Playing some punk alt rock today for our gray slushy. And if you're in Kingston, kind of foggy weather out right now, getting some anger out while keeping it a little bit upbeat before we get into our springtime shows. And I wanted to put this one this week because next week it's going to be like 10 degrees and raining.
Spring.
Yay, spring. I know, but I wasn't like, maybe it's just because this winter has felt like so long. I was not expecting to like, I was looking at the weather a few nights ago and I pulled up the 14 days and I was like, there's not going to be snow for like a while.
It's like that meme of the person like on the floor on their knees with their like hands in the air.
What?
That's you looking at the. I'll send it to you. That's you looking at the forecast.
Okay. Oh, I do know what you're talking about.
I was going to say, not me knowing an internet thing that Skylar doesn't know.
The one that I always, the guy dropping to his knees.
Yes,
yeah. That was me seeing that in 2 weeks, we're getting like 5 to 10 centimeters of snow again. That's third winter. That's what I have to keep reminding ourselves we've had second winter. Second winter was that snow that we just had. We haven't hit third winter yet. So again, don't get your hopes up.
Yeah, there was I went for a walk before the radio show and it was super sunny here and people were walking around without coats on. And I was like, people, enjoy it while it lasts.
I know.
That's immediately all I kept thinking of is that it's going to snow again, isn't it? It's going to get cold again, isn't it?
Well, we haven't reached third winter. We've done, like, I would say now is our false spring, right? Because it's, like, sort of consistently getting warmer. Everything's sort of melting. And then what? We hit third winter, and then we hit real spring. That's sort of the Canadian way. We just need to power through third winter, and then we'll be back. And then we are so back.
We're so back.
As I say. But not yet. Not yet. And evident from this playlist, we are not so back yet. Keeping up with the angry vibes, we're getting a bit loud with these next two songs. Yeah's here from their album Fever to Tell, but a song that we have never played from this album yet. This is Why Control.
I'm
Arcade Fire there, infinite content, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM, a short and sweet track there from Arcade Fire. That's off of their Everything Now album, my favorite Arcade Fire album, and no one else's. I don't know. I like the album. Abby's laughing at me. Maybe it's not my favorite.
I don't know enough about Arcade Fire, but I just think that's funny.
I like the self-titled EP, though, as well.
Yeah, that's the one I normally say when I talk about Arcade Fire with people, because if I talk about Arcade Fire or 21 Pilots, I just regurgitate your opinions to people and say that I don't know anything about these people, really, but Skylar has shown me this.
Yeah, and I like the self-titled EP because my favorite Arcade Fire track is Headlights Look Like Diamonds.
Hmm.
And also No Cars Go, but anyways.
I know that one, yeah.
Yeah. What would be, if I was talking about 21 Pilots, what
would you regurgitate? Well, I'm glad that you bring it up, because I was going to talk to you about 21 Pilots. So one of the things I was working on a couple weeks ago, I was making a joke about 21 Pilots, because I like to joke about them.
Uh-huh.
But then this person thought I was being serious and was like, oh, you like 21 Pilots? And I was like, no, I was being sarcastic. But I said, I'm just being mean, because Skylar really does like 21 Pilots. Like, do you like 21 Pilots? And he's like, yeah. And so later on, I asked him, I said, so what are your favorite 21 Pilots albums? And everything lined up almost exactly with what you like. Like, he said uh-huh. Vessel and uh-huh.
You
Trench.
Got it. Yeah.
And then he said a couple of things, and then we were talking about Breach and Clancy yeah. and, like, those sorts of things, and I was talking about you going to the shows, and we were talking about the one where it rained, because he had, like, heard about that happening, and I was like, Skylar was there. And then I said, I can't believe your favorite album isn't Scaled and Icy, and he was like, listen, we don't talk about Scaled and Icy.
No! I love... Don't even. We love her. She's just not my favorite. But we do love her. It's fascinating.
And then we were joking about Blurry Face, too, because he was saying stuff about, like, Stressed Out, and I was like, yeah, my favorite 21 Pilots song is actually Ride. And he was like, oh my god, stop.
I feel like a proud parent. You're making all the jokes.
So, yeah, I've been wanting to tell you this, that it went well. Well, because I felt bad for being mean, because I was making fun of them, but then I was like, I actually have no right to make fun of them, in the sense that if you like them, good for you, because, like, my best friend loves them. Yeah. So it's fine.
Listen, love Scaled and Icy. The one thing that I will take a stance on is I don't like Ride. So you are fair in making that joke, as Ride is like, and everyone's like, you have to see the songs live to really love them. And it's like, okay, yes, that counts for every single song, except for the current, like, 25-minute version of Ride that they do. I hate it. Why does Ride take up half of the set list?
Yeah, well, I talked about that, and I talked about how, like, your example of seeing it live is Heathens, because that's the other one that people joke about, but you had showed me that transition they do between, and then I couldn't remember what song, but he knew
semester.
What song it was. Yeah, and yeah. Heathens, so, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. We're talking about, for those of you just tuning in, we're talking about 21 Pilots. We're not playing 21 Pilots on this show.
But Skylar's here, so we're talking about 21 Pilots.
Okay, yeah, good. Thank you so much. A song that I was, like, iffy on putting on this playlist. So, okay, I have a few different playlists that I rotate between for slush season, right? I think I have three different ones, and they all have different vibes to them. And I don't know why I have three different gray weather playlists, but I do. I always listen to the Black Keys at this time of year. And I was looking for a Black Keys track to put in, and I was like, ugh, I don't know what to play. And then I realized, guess who's coming out with a new album? The Black Keys. And it's like, why are they coming out with a new album? Did they not just release an album last year and then an album the year before? Yeah, but they are. Their new album is called Peaches! ! And from what I have heard, I think there's two tracks out. I'm playing one of the two tracks. From what I've heard, and I'm just speculating here, you know who produced Jeremy Albino's last album?
Yeah.
The Black Keys. You know what sound and aesthetic this album is giving? Jeremy country. Albino. They're kind of, and I'm going to say it, trying to reheat his nachos a little bit. I'm just going to say it. That's my opinion. But as a Jeremy Albino fan, the Black Keys might be taking a little inspo from him. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, there you go.
But
you heard it here first.
You heard it here first. Don't go out and start any Canadian music drama. I don't want to be the source of this drama. I'm just saying there's a correlation here in, like, this is, and the cat's being fed. This is the first album in a long time that doesn't have a black and white cover. It has a new country sound that they really haven't maybe explored a bit since, like, El Camino era. I don't know. We're getting a bit Jeremy Albino with this album, which means I'm excited, but still reheating the nachos a little bit in the studio. Anyways, from their upcoming album Peaches, the Black Keys here, You Got to Lose. Rose there with Hysteria. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM, playing some heavier alternative rock here for you on our show tonight for slush season is what we're going to call it. I kind of feel like Noah Kahn when I call it that.
And yeah, I was just saying not stick season, but slush season.
Slush season. Aw, we should form a Noah Kahn cover band. And record
slush season.
We'll record metal covers of Stick Season.
Just different metal covers of Stick Season?
Yeah, the one song? Like the album. And release our album.
Oh, yeah,
album.
I forgot that the album is also called that.
Yeah, and release our album called Slush Season.
There we go.
Yeah.
Now that we have a plan.
I love Ontario, but it's the season of the slush. And I saw, well, we could keep that. And I saw your mom. She forgot that I existed. And you're not joining in.
I don't have any idea of what the next lyric should be. Sorry about it.
Hey, no, it's all right. It's all right. I'll do slush season by myself. Anyways, some Muse in there for you. I was talking to Abby and I said, I love being able to play Muse on the show because we don't usually get to play a lot of Muse, and I have yet to play, I don't think, anything from that album. So there you go. Did you watch the Brits?
No,
you didn't. Did you catch any Brits coverage, like on Instagram or whatever?
Maybe. I don't think much, though, honestly. What about you?
I saw most of it afterwards, because I was busy while it was airing, but Rosalia's performance with Bjork, incredible. Harry Styles' performance, fun, loved it. Okay, Mr. Choreo. But who was my favorite performance of the night? This upcoming artist, that's right, Wolf Alice. I ride hard for Wolf Alice. I love Wolf Alice. Wolf Alice and I will always be interlinked. They had, I think, probably their best awards show performance of their career at the Brits. It was their performance of Sofa from their new album, The Clearing. They were also, The Clearing was nominated for a bunch, but then they won Group of the Year. So awesome. I was very excited for Wolf Alice. But yeah, because we're doing a rock show, another band that I love to just slide in there all of the time is Wolf Alice. And actually, we're throwing it back a little bit from their first album, My Love Is Cool. Wolf Alice here, Moaning Lisa Smile.
Yeah.
Where's My Phone? And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. A little Mitski there. That's from her newest album, Nothing's About to Happen to Me. We're playing music today for slush season in Canada. Some angry vocals, some distorted guitars, and no one really does angry like Mitski. I know that she has been traditionally known for being sad, but I like when she gets angry.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to listen to the new album, but Abby has. What are your thoughts?
I liked it. I don't actually have a lot of thoughts that have formed specifically about it yet, but I'll be honest, the first thing, I didn't know that it was coming out, so I just said, oh, look at that cat. And then I saw that it was a Mitski album. But I kind of have just recently started listening to Mitski, So it's fun to listen to something like as it came out. But yeah, I'm just looking at the album now. I kind of agree with you, though, of like it's fun to see things get a little bit deeper than just sadness and turn into like anger and rage.
Yeah.
And it's very like rocky this time.
Yes. Okay, good. I wanted her to go sort of that direction because you, I would say, maybe started listening to her with her last album, like My Love, yeah. Mine All Mine, and those sort of tracks you liked. But
yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen the full cover, like when the vinyl is sort of opened up?
No.
So it's from a painting of that white cat, but then the white cat's looking forward like it is in the album cover. But then the full painting, there's an orange cat like attacking it from behind.
Oh, wow.
So nothing's about to happen to me, but clearly something's about to happen as you're going to get rocked imminently. So.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. Anyway, you should look at the full cover when I start playing these next songs. We're going back to a track that we played actually on the last season of Sky's the Limit, but it's one of my favorite tracks by this artist, so I couldn't not include it, by Ambi Gaze here. This is Connecting.
Can, but you can't.
Pup There with No Hope. And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. That brings us to the end of our show tonight. Some angrier rock songs for slush season. Do we have any idea of what we're in store for next week? No.
No. No, but I don't know. I guess we'll see, because I already sort of did my pre-spring, because for the, you know, in between second and third winter, as Skylar called it, which is a great description. So maybe something different. Maybe we'll explore, you know, as we're waiting for spring and we're all maybe look into different stuff because we don't want to listen to winter music anymore, but it's not sunny enough for spring and summer music. Maybe we'll look into another niche genre.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll have to take a look at the radar and see if it's going to rain, because we could do some rainy tunes next week as well.
Yep.
Anyways, I hope everyone's enjoyed our slush season playlist. Maybe we've brought some joy. Maybe we've relieved some anger at the slushy parking lots and trying to drive through them. I don't have any final words. Do you have any final words?
No, just no. I hope the slush melts soon.
Hope it melts soon. Don't eat the snert. The snow dirt, the forbidden cookies and cream. Don't eat it. That's it. We're going to finish off the show tonight. We're going a bit more punk with this track, but I think it just fit very well with that Pup track there. It is a new single from a band that I had never listened to before, but I'm liking them, and I like this single cover. If you want to sort of see a visualization of my emotional state right now, highly suggest you look at this single cover. Abby's laughing because they're looking at it right now. So a new single here from Wasted Youth Club. This is Lights Out. This is Cleo, and I hope you folks will join me Tuesdays at 5 for my new show, All Tunes. From punk rock to folk, we got it all. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. See you Tuesday.
Attention, women in science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting on your journey, the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology is here to support you every step of the way. From mentorship programs to networking and skill-building events, we've got the tools and resources you need to succeed and thrive in STEM. Visit SCWIS.ca to learn more. That's SCWIST.ca. We can't wait to connect with you.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC, listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast of Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30.